Morning Watch, experiencing, enjoying, and expressing Christ to week 12. The giver of gifts and the constituents of God's armor. Tuesday, related verses. Ephesians 4, verses 11 to 13. And he himself gave some as apostles, as some as prophets, and some as evangelists, and some as shepherds and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, unto the work of the ministry, unto the building up of the body of Christ, until we all arrive at the oneness of the faith and of the full knowledge of the Son of God, at a full-grown man, at the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. 1 Timothy 4, verses 11 and 12. Charge and teach these things. Let no one despise your youth, but be a pattern to the believers in word, in conduct, in love, in faith, in purity. Matthew 16, verse 18. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. Ephesians 4, verses 15 and 16. But holding to truth in love, we may grow up into him in all things, who is the head, Christ, out from whom all the body, being joined together and being knit together through every joint of the rich supply, and through the operation in the measure of each one part, causes the growth of the body unto the building up of itself in love. Matthew 24, verse 45. Who then is the faithful and prudent slave, whom the master has set over his household to give them food at the proper time? Related reading. Every saint, great and small, is a gift to the church. Every member of the body is a gift to the body. We should never consider ourselves as too small to be a profitable gift to the body. The practice of Christianity, with one man speaking and the others listening, spoils the gifts and kills the functions of the saints. Some Christians in the denominations do not even know how to pray because their function has been annulled by the clergy-laity system. According to the biblical revelation, however, all the believers should be living, functioning members of the body of Christ. Christ has made us New Testament priests by his descension and ascension. He, as the head of the body, gave us as gifts to the body. If someone were to ask us if we are gifts, each of us should declare, "Amen, hallelujah, I'm a gift." The intrinsic building up of the church is by the head given gifts, the apostles, prophets, evangelists, and shepherds and teachers, perfecting the saints. These are particular gifts such as Paul, Peter, Martin Luther, John Nelson Darby, and so forth. These head given gifts perfect the saints in the local churches. When they are perfecting in the meetings, they are watering the members of the body of Christ. The perfecting of the saints by the gifts is unto the work of the ministry, the building up of the organic body of Christ. This perfecting should go on until all the members of Christ arrive at three things: at the oneness of the faith and of the full knowledge of the Son of God, at a full-grown man, and at the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Ephesians 4 reveals that the head, Christ, builds up the church by making the saints gifts, and by giving these gifts to the church for the building up of the body of Christ. This shows that the head does not build up the church directly. Furthermore, the gifted persons, who are used by the head to perfect others, do not build up the church directly either. They perfect the saints, and the saints do the direct building work. Many of us in the Lord's recovery who have been under the watering, the perfecting, for a number of years have been enabled to build up the church in our locality directly. In Ephesians 4, verse 14, Paul expresses his desire that the saints would be no longer little children tossed by waves and carried about by every wind of teaching. If we remain as little children, we cannot bear any responsibility. We can only burden others. Rather than being little children, we must be those holding to truth in love to grow up into the head, Christ, in all things. Holding to truth means holding to what is real. According to the entire book of Ephesians, the real things in the universe are Christ as the head and the church as his body. We have to hold to these two things in love so that we may grow up into the head, Christ, in all things. To grow up into Christ in all things is to build up. The growing up is the building up. We grow up into Christ, the head, and then something issues out from Christ, the head. Into Christ is for our growth. Out from Christ is for our function, our usefulness. On the one hand, we are growing up into Christ. On the other hand, what we do is out from Him as the source for our function, our usefulness.